There are many mitzvos on the Seder night. But the thrust of the night seems to be the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. The matzah, the morah, the dalakosos, haseba, all of the mitzvahs, the rice and the mitzvahs, the rabbanon of the Seder night, are all focused in that direction, the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. But the question is, what's the tachlis of the Seder night? What's the goal? What are we trying to come out with at the end of the Seder? We know that the Baal Hagada says, "Afilu kulanu chachamim, kulanu zikeinim, kulanu nivonim, kulanu yodim es haTorah, mitzvah aleinu l'saper b'yitzias Mitzrayim." No matter who we are, even if we're chachamim, the greatest talmid chachamim, even if we are zikeinim, we have life experience. We know kol haTorah kula. There's a mitzvah of sipur yitzias Mitzrayim. So the Velt is, what's the Havamina? It's a very strange question. Would we actually think that if a person is a Chacham, he's potter from a mitzvah? We never find this question being asked about the mitzvah of Tfilin or the mitzvah of Shofar, the mitzvah of Sukkah. Does someone say, Afilu kulanu chachamim, it's a mitzvah to sit in a Sukkah, it's a mitzvah to blow Shofar? Of course, what's the Havamina? If every Yisrael is mitzvah in a mitzvah, so it doesn't matter whether he's a Chacham, he's a Zokin, he's a Novon, he's chayv in that mitzvah. So this epis, by Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, there's a Havamina that maybe Chachamim, Nevonim, and Zakenim don't have to be Mesapir B'Yitzias Mitzrayim. What's more, the Baal Hagada continues, V'chalamar B'Lesapir B'Yitzias Mitzrayim, Harezeh Meshubach. The more a person is Marbe, the more he says, the greater it is. Why does he connect this idea that V'chalamar B'Lesapir Harezeh Meshubach to Afilu Kulanu Chachamim? What's the connection between the two? These are just two different statements, or is there some kind of a connection between the two? Maral asks another kasha. He says, the Gemara in Brachas and Daf Lamed Gimel says that there was a Shliach Tzibur in Rabbi Chanina's Beis Medrash who during Chazaras HaShatz, he said, Hokel, Hagadol, Hagibor, Hanora, Ha'adir, Ha'amitz, Ha'izaz, Ha'amiti, Ha'yoru. He just kept on going. So Rabbi Chanina turned to him and said, Siyamtinu l'kulu shvachi demarat. Did you finish? That's it? There's so much more to say. So if you're going to use the Lashonas the Chazal gave for us, Hakel HaGadol HaGibor, Hanora, so fine. But once you're going to add, so is there really any limit? It sounds like it's inappropriate to add more Shvachim that Chazal didn't enumerate. So how can we say, Frek the Maral, how can we say, V'chalamar B'lesapir B'Yitzias Mitzrayim, Harezeh Meshubach, that the more Shvachim that we say about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, about Yitzias Mitzrayim, that's Meshubach? If Chazal give us a certain formula, they give us different things to say. So l'chora, those are the items that we're supposed to say. But to be mona shvachim, to continue v'chalamar b'lesapir harezeh meshubach, how can that be? Don't we see that it's not right to be mar b'lesapir b'shivchei HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Because then you're actually limiting it. You're saying it's only this, but not more. Maral says that the answer to the question, to all these questions, is that Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is not just Mona Shvachim. We're not just praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but rather the tachlis of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for everything He's done. To be Makitov, Hakara Satov has no gvul, it has no limit. V'chol HaMarech is Mutter. To be Makitov, to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's no limit to that. It's permissible to be Marech. It's even a mitzvah to be Marech. V'harezeh Meshubach. And this Bemis is what the Rambam writes. The Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs, in Mitzvah Aseh Kufn and Zayin, and Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. He says, what is this mitzvah that we're doing on the Leil HaSeder? He should Sivanu L'Saper B'Yetzias Mitzrayim B'Leil Chamisha Asa B'Nisan. V'chol Masha Yosef, says the Rambam, B'Maimer V'Yarech HaDvarim B'Agdolos Masha Asa Lanu Hashem. Someone who's marech to speak about the greatness of everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for us. Masha Asa Lanu HaMitzvim Me'ovel V'chomos, and the evil that the Mitzvim did to us. V'chlokach Hashem v'kmoseinu mehem, and our HaKadosh Baruch Hu took revenge on the Mitzrim. U'lahodos lo yis'ale al kol tuv shegmalonu, and to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for all the good that He did for us, yiyeh yoseh tov, is better. The more a person is marbe to talk about the chasdei Hashem, the evil that the Mitzrim did to us, how even though they were so evil, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out, he did revenge against the Mitzrim and brought makas upon them and punished them, and He took us out of Mitzrayim, and to be moda, to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for doing all of that, yiyeh yoseh meshubach, k'mo sha'omer v'chol hamarech l'saper b'yitzias Mitzrayim, harezeh meshubach. The Rambam adds that because Hodah, Halal v'Hodah is part of Sipi Yitzchus Mitzrayim, that's what Chazal say, that Kol HaMarech, whoever is Marech, be the Sipi Yitzchus Mitzrayim, Harei Zeh Meshubach, because that's what it's about. It's about the Halal, it's about Hodah, it's about thanking Hashem for everything He's done. Hakaras HaTov doesn't have a limit. And in fact, the more a person is Makar Tov, the more a person expresses thanks, the better it is. That's why the end of Magid concludes with what? Dayenu. Right. Etc. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did so much for us. We count 15 things. And then of course we end with a Hallel. That's the climax of Sipi Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's not enough just to recount what happened, but actually to praise Hashem and to thank Him for everything that transpired. And that's why B'chol HaMarech L'Sapa B'Yetzias Mitzrayim HaRezim. That's what the Baal Haggadah means. If you look, Lord Chacham in Mitzvah later, L'Sapa B'Yetzias Mitzrayim, if Sipi Yetzias Mitzrayim is about Yediyas, Sipi Yetzias Mitzrayim, if it's about knowing what happened, so then maybe the Chachamim don't have to be M'Sapa B'Yetzias Mitzrayim. Because they know everything. Right? Someone who's a chacham, who's learnt about it, so then he doesn't have to be misaper, he knows. But that's not what Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is really about. It's about Hakaras HaTov. It's that the Sipur should lead to a hodah, it should lead to a thank you. And if the purpose is that it should lead to a thank you, then even chachamim have to be misaper. Because the Sipur itself is the expression of the Hakaras HaTov that we're giving. It's the Sipur, the more we're marba, that's an expression of how much thanks we're giving Hashem for everything that He did. So that's why V'chol HaMarech L'Saper HaRei Zeh Meshubach, and that's why even Chachamim are Mitzuvah as well. Then he asked the question, why is there no bracha on Sipi Yetzias Mitzrayim? Maral writes that there's no bracha on Sipi Yetzias Mitzrayim because the mitzvah is fulfilled b'leiv, and we only have a bracha when the ikra of a mitzvah is b'maisa. What's the Maral saying? V'choritz, the Zelbevart, he's saying the same idea. That Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, the ikar of the Sipur is the Hakaras HaTov B'Leiv, the feeling thankful. Not just the thanks befer, but feeling the thanks B'Leiv. That's the ikar of the mitzvah. The ikar of the mitzvah is B'Leiv, it's not B'Maisa, it's not even B'Dibur, it's not even the expression, it's the feeling B'Leiv. So then perhaps there's no room for a bracha, because brachas are only instituted on Maisa Mitzvah. Even though there is a Maisa B'Dibur, you are speaking. But if the ikar is B'Leiv, then we can understand that perhaps there's no room for a bracha. This idea can help explain one final point. We know that Chazal were misakin that Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim should be fulfilled through the drushes in the parsha of Mikra Bikurim, in parshas Kisavo, Arami, Ovid Ovi, etc. Why dafka the parsha of Mikra Bikurim? Chazal should have chosen the psukim from Sefer Shmos. Why Kisavo? Kisavo is not the ikar of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Sefer Shmos is the ikar. So Lechora, Chazal should have picked the Psukim from Sefer Shmos. So perhaps the answer is, how does Mikra Bikurim begin? It says, Uvosa l'koin ha-she'iyah b'yamim ha-heim, v'yamartei lo v'yganeti ha-yom l'shem alakecha kigosi ala-aretz asher nishba Hashem l'avoseinu l'oses lanu. First, you come to the Beis HaMikdash with the Bikurim. Uvosa l'koin. V'yamartei elav, and you say to him, what are you saying, really? What's the message that you're trying to convey? Zabt Rashi, v'yamartei elav, she'ein chakofu tova. The ikar of Mikra Bikurim is to say, I'm not a Kofli Tov, I'm Makir Tov to everything Hashem has done for me, has done for my family, all the way back from Yetzias Mitzrayim until now. He gave us Eretz Yisrael. He gave me a new produce. I'm thankful for everything. The yisod of Mikra Bikurim is She'ein Cha Kofli Tov, to be Makir Tov. That's what Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is all about. So it's not strange that Chazal were Koveya, that the Ikar Drashas for Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim should come from the parasha of Mikra Bikurim, to emphasize this idea that we realize what is Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, what's the purpose of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim? It's about Hakaras HaTov. It's about expressing thank you, not just enumerating all of the nisim and aflos of Yetzias Mitzrayim, but to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the Yetzias Mitzrayim and everything He's done for us since then. I saw a hand up. Question? Yes. Big time.
Just like by Shmuel Hashem,
right.
So can we say that Chazal are defining
that here it's not limited, but it's even more. Right, but the problem is there are different layers, right? The, you know, Rabbi Gamliel said that you have to mention three things. You gotta mention Pesach, Matzah, and Mor. So if that's what Rabbi Gamliel says, so why do we mention more than that? Where do we get that from? That seems to be a later statement, right? If there are certain things that have to be mentioned, then you're not going to be Yotzei without mentioning these things. So maybe Ad Kan Vesulo. Why do we have to be Marbe? The reason why Chazal instituted that you should be Marbe is because they're saying, they're telling us it's not about being Mona Shvachim, it's about thanks. And since thanks has no limit, so then Taka makes sense to be Marbe L'Saper. Okay, the Seder begins with Kaddish, with Kiddush. So let's talk about a few parts of the Seder. We'll talk a little bit more about Magid. We're not going to get through everything, but we'll say a few short ideas about the different parts of the Seder. So what's Kaddish? Kaddish is Kiddush. So part of Kiddush, we say, Vatita lanu Hashem Elokeinu v'siyam chagamatzah, so it says, Zman Cheruseinu. Zman Cheruseinu, Mekar Kodesh, Zecher Litzias Mitzrayim. So Chag HaPesach is described as a Zman Cheruseinu. Why is the phrase Zman Cheruseinu used with reference to Chag HaPesach? And why do we use it specifically in the context of Kiddush? We can mention it, but why? We can mention it in Tefillah, but why dafke in the Kiddush too? The Sefer Chinuch writes in Mitzvah Shin Vav that the Iker of Klal Yisrael is the Torah. She Kol Ikaron Shel Yisrael Eino Ela HaTorah V'hu HaIker VeHasiba SheNegalu MiMitzrayim Kedei SheYikablos HaTorah. We know that Yitzias Mitzrayim was incomplete. It definitely was the first step, but before Kabbalah Satorah, it was incomplete. That the goal of Yitzias Mitzrayim is that Klal Yisrael should receive the Torah. We know the Mishnah Pirkei Avos in Perek Vav says, Ein lecha ben chorin ele misha osek batorah. But the true ben chorin is one who is osek batorah. The Iri writes on that Mishnah, why is it that an osek batorah is a true ben chorin, he's really free? The Meiri, Mibnesha nafsho eina mishtabedes letavos of hagufnios. Because someone who is osek batorah, his nefesh, is not mishtabed, is not beholden to his physical drives and desires, to his taivis. V'zohi hacherus ha'amitis. And that, says the Meiri, is the true freedom. That's the true freedom. Not to be controlled by one's taivis, that's the true freedom. Someone who is osek batorah is the true ben chorin. It's interesting, the Lashon of the Mishnah is not someone who is lo mei Torah, but someone who is osek batorah. What's the Meiri say? The Chorah, what the Mishnah is saying is that it has to be someone who is osek batorah. We know in the Birchas HaTorah we say laso b'divrei Torah. What does that mean? So many explain, it means that Torah shouldn't be something that we simply learn, but something that we have an esek in. That's the preoccupation. That's our preoccupation. That's what we focus on in life. That's what life revolves around. We might be involved, maybe from 9 to 5 in a job. We might be involved in different activities. We might be going to college in the afternoon. Life sometimes involves us in different things besides Talmud Torah. But if our life revolves around Torah, if everything we do, if every decision we make is done through the prism of Torah, so then that's an Esek B'Torah. Then everything we do is an Esek B'Torah. And that's the answer to the age-old question, if we make a Birchas HaTorah in the morning, then how can we be involved in different activities? We come back to learning, we don't make a new bracha. The answer is, if it's all an Esek B'Torah, if all of life is an Esek B'Torah, if life revolves around Torah, so then it's never a Hefsek, it's not a Hesek Hadas, so then there's no need to make another bracha. That's L'chor, what the Mishnah is saying. What's the true Ben-Chorin? One who is Osek B'Torah, one whose life revolves around Torah. Not just that he's Lomi Torah. His life revolves around Torah. He's a true Ben Chorin. He's a Ben Torah. A Ben Torah. Someone whose life revolves around Torah. Even if he's not learning, but his life is focused on Torah, Avodas Hashem, on Shmiras HaMitzvahs. Such an individual, a Ben Torah, is a Ben Chorin. Because he's free from the shackles of the physical world. So his neshama is free to soar. That's the Iker Cheres, when a person's neshama is free to soar. The taivas, the physical drives and desires of the world, make the guf meshubet to the neshama, and they prevent the person from achieving his tachlis in life. Esek b'Torah liberates a person and helps him achieve a true sense of shleimus in life. That was the tachlis of Yetzias Mitzrayim, that Klal Yisrael should receive the Torah, that they should become b'nei chorin in the true sense of the word. And perhaps that's why Pesach is referred to as Zman Cheruseinu. Maybe that's why we mention Zman Cheruseinu Dafka in Kiddush, because Kiddush, Kiddusha, means Prishus. It means to separate from the physical, to elevate ourselves. our connection to Torah elevates us and liberates us. It liberates our neshamos, and it enables us to achieve our full potential. Maybe that's the deeper meaning behind this phrase in the Kiddush. Questions? Urchatz. We wash our hands before the karpas for dovash etibul of a mashke. We're going to dip the vegetable into mashke. So we wash our hands. The Taz has the famous question, why do we wash on the Seder night for dovash etibul of a mashke? We never wash for that, generally speaking. We never wash if it's less than a kebetza, less than a kezias. We're going to have less than a kezias anyway. All right, we don't want to have a problem. Bracha Achrona, so we're going to have less than a kezias. So during the year, we never wash for dovash etibul of a mashke on less than a kezias. So why? Fusepis on the Seder night, frek the Taz. Manishtana halayla hazeh mikol halelos. He invokes a phrase that we're familiar with, right? It's like a pun. It's the fifth kasha, so to speak. Right? Why do we wash for dovash etibul of a mashke on the Seder night? So there are many different reasons given over the years. For those who've been in the shir in the past, we've given other reasons. This year I thought of a new reason perhaps that we can suggest for this question. We know there's another chumr during the year that we do only for a certain period of time, and then we don't continue that for the rest of the year. People ask about that as well. Seres Yimei Tshuva, the Shulchan Aruch writes that there's an old minhag to be machmer for Pas Yisrael, not to eat Pasakam, Seres Yimei Tshuva. And everyone asks, what am I being machmer on Pas Yisrael, Aseres Yimei Tshuva, but after Yom Kippur, even before Sukkot, I'm going to go back and eat Pasakam. Right? Pasakam is not as chomer as Bishalakam. Bishalakam is mamash halacha, that they accepted. Marna Bodhisattva says that Pasakam was too difficult, so that wasn't accepted in the same way. So why, Aseres Yimei Tshuva, are we so machmer for Pasakam, but Dafka going to eat Pas Yisrael if we're not going to continue with that minig the whole year? It's a joke. It's a joke. It's not a joke. The answer that's given is that Rosh Hashanah time, right, the time of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, that's a time of tshuva. It's a time of hischadshus. It's a time of a new beginning. A person is starting fresh. When a person is starting fresh, it's very important to do things which put a person in a frame of mind of change. Puts him in a frame of mind, a spirit of hischadshus, a spirit of tshuva, a spirit of dikduk b'mitzvahs. So accepting extra chumras upon ourselves is taka appropriate during that particular period of time, because it enables a person to change in a meaningful way. Of course, the chumra of Pasakam perhaps might not be a chumra that he's going to keep. He's not going to be machmer for Pas Yisrael the whole year. But to be in a spirit of change enables the individual to think of other changes that he could make, perhaps more meaningful changes that will stay with him throughout the year. The idea of being machmer a little bit more in mitzvahs during a critical period of time of beginning, of tshuva, is not such a strange notion. Right? Not such a strange notion to accept upon oneself extra chumras, to create an ambiance which will lead a person to want to change in a more meaningful way in general. So it could be that that's the idea over here as well, that we know that Pesach is also a time of a new beginning. It's the first Yom Tov that Bnei Yisrael had, a time of a new beginning. They were leaving Mitzrayim, they were starting fresh. We are starting fresh. Nisan is a Zman Hischadshus. So perhaps Pesach night, we decide to be machmer, to wash for Dovash HaTibula B'mashke, even though we're not going to keep that Chumrah for the rest of the year. But it puts us in a frame of mind of Dikduk B'mitzvahs. Perhaps it'll get us to be medakdik b'mitzvahs in other ways, in ways that will last the entire year. They point out that the Mishnah in Zvachim, at the very beginning of Seder Kodshim, the Mishnah in Zvachim and Avei says, "Kol Zvachim shenizbuchu shelo lishman ksheirin chutz mi Pesach v'chatos." All Zvachim, all Kabbonis that were nizbuchu shelo lishman, that if you shechted them shelo lishman, they're kosher, except for Korban Pesach and Korban Chatos. Manishtanu Pesach and Chatos and all the Kabbonis that they are posel shelo lishman. They say from the Imre Emes, Ger Rebbe, he said the Tzad HaShova of the Pesach and the Chatos is Pesach is the first Yom Tov. The Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim, they would turn into an Am Hashem. It was a new beginning for them. A Baal Tshuva is someone who brings a Korban Chatos. He's starting fresh. If you're starting fresh, then it has to be done properly. It has to be lishma. The zvich has to be lishma by the Pesach and the Chatas. These both are karbonas that symbolize a new beginning. When you have a new beginning, it has to be lishma, because everything follows the rosh, everything follows the beginning. So in the beginning, you have to do it lishma. If you have shleimus in the beginning, it's much easier for the avoda that comes after the beginning to be b'shleimus as well. So it's so critical that the haschola should be b'shleimus. If the yesod isn't strong, it's harder to build a larger building later. When the yesod is strong, if it's b'tar, if it's b'kedusha, if it's b'shleimus, it's easier to build after that. So that's why the Pesach and the Chatas have to be done l'shma, b'derech machshov. So similarly, it could be, that's why we're makbid more in the mitzvahs on the Seder night, not just to wash for davar shetibula b'mashke, but we're makbid on the shmura matzah and all of the details and, you know, the hand shmura we talked about, right? The hand shmura, we're makbid on a lot of different mitzvahs on the Seder night. Why all the dikduk mitzvahs? Because it's a haschol, it's a new beginning, and we want that new beginning to be b'shleimus, because that's ma'orer a person, and it changes a person, it makes him want to dream greater dreams, to have greater she'ifos. So that's why it's so important, dafka on the Seder night, to have these extra chumras, because it helps a person dream, and hopefully those dreams will lead to true accomplishment. Karpas. Why do we have karpas? So the poshup shad is, it's a zeichel l'cheiros, a zeichel l'avdus, it's both. It's a zeichel l'cheiros because b'nei chorin dip their food. That's something that wealthy people, b'nei chorin, will do. Aniyim, avodim, don't do that kind of thing. It's a zeichel l'avdus as well, because we not only dip the food, but what do we dip the vegetable in? Salt water. So dipping in salt water reminds us of the avdus of Mitzrayim. It's both a zeichel l'avdus and a zeichel l'cheiros. Rabbeinu Manoach in Hilchos Chametz Matzah, Perek Ches, Halacha Beis, gives a different pshat, a very, very beautiful pshat. Rabbeinu Manoach says, you know what karpas is zeicha to? It's a zeicha to the ksones pasim, karpas. Zeicha to the ksones pasim. Rashi writes on the word ksones pasim, he says, from a lashon of chur karpas uscheles. Megillah, right? Chur karpas uscheles. What does karpas mean? It means clay milas. Very fine, expensive woolen clothing, the big day love on the choshiva clothing that the royalty used to wear. That's what Yaakov Avinu gave to Yosef. He gave him a ksonis pasim, a choshiva garment. Dr. Rabbeinu Manoach, that's what karpas is about. It's a zecha to the ksonis pasim. It's a zecha to Yosef. But Befrat, the Beis Yosef quotes some who felt that the karpas is supposed to be dipped not into salt water, but into yayin, into wine. Why should the karpas be dipped into wine? Well, that's a zeicha to the Mechiras Yosef, where they dipped Yosef's garment into blood. Right? They shechted the gdi izim and they dipped it into blood. It's all a zeicha to Mechiras Yosef. It's interesting, we find a zeicha to Yosef in a different context in the Seder, and that is regarding Dalet Kosos. We know that the primary reason for Dalet Kosos, why do we have Dalet? So most say, the Rashi at the beginning of Perek Arvei Psochem says, the Keneged the Dalet Lashon Shel Geula. Hotseisi, Vitzalti, V'Gaalti, V'Lakachti. That's the Dalet Kosos. But Rashi later on in Psochem, Adav Kuf Ches, quotes a different Mokar. There's a Shalmi that says that the Dalet Kosos are Keneged three times that the Saramashkim says to Yosef, the Kos Paro Biyodi. The Kos Paro Biyadi, the three times in Saramashkin mentions Kos Paro, and then the fourth is Keneged Birchas Amozim. That's the Dalet Kosos, not Keneged the Dalet Lashon Shel Geula, but rather the Kos Paro Biyadi and Birchas Amozim. It's 2 days in the Yerushalmi. What does the Saramashkin have to do with the Leil HaSeder? We're not so happy with the Saramashkin. He didn't even want to mention Yosef to Paro. Like, what's the answer? Is it's not the Saramashkin. It means that it's a Zecha to Yosef. A zecha to Yosef with the dreams that Yosef interpreted, the dream of the Saramashkin. It's all a zecha to Yosef. So the karpas has many elements that are a zecha to Yosef and to Mechiras Yosef. The Dalet Kosos might be zecha to Yosef. What does Yosef have to do with the Seder? What is it? Sefer Shmos doesn't start with Yosef. Right? B'nai Yisrael are in Mitzrayim for a long time without Yosef. What does it have to do with Yosef? So the answer is that when we start the Seder, what are we trying to mention? We mention Mechiras Yosef to remind ourselves, how did it all begin? It all began because of the sinas chinam that the Shvatim had for Yosef. That's what led to Golos Mitzrayim. So right at the beginning of the Seder, we mention Mechiras Yosef, we mention a hint to Mechiras Yosef at the Karpas. Remind ourselves how it all started with the sinas chinam, Mechiras Yosef. It didn't have to be this way. There could have been some other way that they would have gone down to Mitzrayim. It started with the Mechiras Yosef. That's how all the tzaros began. It's something to learn. It's a lesson that we should all learn. But if we want to prevent a future galus, if we want to bring an end to the galus, then we have to think about it and not have the sin as chinam that led to galus Mitzrayim. It's interesting that we talk about the kos paro biyadi, that the dalad kosos are keneged the saramashkim. What's the connection? Kos paro biyadi. Is there a connection to the saramashkim, or is it just Yosef? So it could be, I think someone has suggested that maybe part of the reason why Chazal instituted Alakosos Keneged the Saramashkim is if you listen to what the Saramashkim is saying, Kos Paro Biyadi, his whole discussion with Yosef is an expression of how he wants to go back to his mission. He wants to go back to his job. He wants to be able to serve Paro again. You know, the kos was in my hand and I squeezed the grapes and I put it into the cup and I put it on Paro's hand. He wants to go back to Paro. He wants to go back to his job. That's what the Seder is about. What's the tachlis of all of Yetzias Mitzrayim? It's not just the cheres for its own sake, as we describe, but it's to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kabbalah Satorah, to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why the Dalad Lashon HaShel Geula end with what? V'lakachi Eschem Lila Om, V'otseisi V'yitzalti V'ga'alti. Leaving Mitzrayim is not enough. V'lakachi Eschem Lila Om, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us as a people and He gave us a Torah. That's the goal of Yetzias Mitzrayim. The goal of Yetzias Mitzrayim is to do mitzvahs. Bavur za asa Hashem li b'tzeisim Mitzrayim. Bavur za asa Hashem li bavur shakayim mitzvosav, says Rashi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took me out of Mitzrayim. Why? So that I'll be able to do mitzvahs. Chayav adam lasa bilchas ha-pesach kol alayla ad shetachtefenu sheina. Person has to be osik in hilchas ha-pesach the entire night until sleep overcomes him. Well, what's this idea? You have to have a Seder? After the Seder? A Seder in learning after the Seder? What kind of strange notion is that? No, but that's the goal. The goal is Torah. The goal is Torah. It's not just to talk about Yetzias Mitzrayim, but the goal is Talmud Torah and the Shmir Samitzes that comes as a result of that Talmud Torah. So maybe that's the idea that Chazal wanted to allude to over here, that the Dalakoses are connected with Kos Paro Biyadi, because the goal of Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Zecher Lecher, should be that we should appreciate. The goal is to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The goal is Talmud Torah, and ultimately to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just like the Saramashkin wanted to serve his master. Magid. Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, we know, is called B'Lashon Hagodah. Why Hagodah? So the Avudram says that it's based on the Lashon of the Pasuk, the Higadot Levincha. But that itself begs the question, why does the Pasuk use a Lashon Hagodah? It should say, V'yamarta Levincha, V'siparta Levincha, why Hagodah? The Avudram gives another reason, that the Lashon Hagodah means Hoda'ah, it means thanks. Hagodah means Hoda'ah. That's what we call Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, Hagodah. How do you know Hagodah means Hoda'ah? So, they quote a raya from the Targum Yonason in the Parsha Mikra Bikurim. He got it the Ayom Lashem Elokecha. The Targum Yonason is Odina Lashem Elokecha. Odina, Hoda'a. Hagodah means Hoda'a, and Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is all about Hoda'a, so therefore we call it Hagodah. What does that mean? Why is Hagodah called Hoda'a? As I saw someone who explained based on the Malbim. The Malbim in Sefer Tehillim in Perek Yutes says, the difference between Haggadah and Sipur is that Sipur is a story that a person tells about something that happened in the past. Events of the past. Haggadah is a story that a person is telling that is nogea to him in the present. And he brings a raya. He says, the Pasuk there says, HaShemayim Mesaper Kvod Kel, Umasa Yodov Magid HaRokia. That the Shemayim are Mesaper Kvod Kel, and the Rokia is Magid Masa Yodov. They talk about the efforts of the Ribbono Shel, right? The Masayot of his handiwork, right? So why is the Rakia Magid and the Shemayim Amesaper? Zokta Malbim, Shemayim refers to the ethereal heavens, the high, you know, the stratosphere. stratosphere doesn't relate to Bnei Adam on a daily basis. The grand galaxy that chose the godless of the Borei, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Shamayim Va'aretz, He created such an incredible solar system, such an incredible galaxy. No question that it shows godless of Hashem, but that part of the world doesn't really relate to Bnei Adam on a daily basis. Rakia is the part of the Shamayim from which the rain comes down, says the Malbim. That's where the rain comes from. That's where the clouds are. The rain, that affects people. It's that part of the Shamayim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Mecharesh B'tuvah B'chol Yom Tamid Ma'ase Bereishis, that He's constantly providing for us. He's providing rain. So that's why regarding Rakia, David HaMelech uses a lashon of Magid, because Haggadah means it's a story, you're telling something that affects you, that affects Bnei Adam. What happens in the Rakia, that affects people. What happens in the Shamayim, that doesn't affect people as directly. So for Shamayim, we use the lashon of Sipur, because Sipur is a story that doesn't affect people directly. Haggadah is a story that affects the person directly. So I thought if I could be motzif to the Malbim, another raya. I was thinking about this last night. Now, it's interesting, when you talk in Sefer Bereishis, there are a lot of dreams there. Yosef tells the brothers his dreams, and Sarah Mashkin and Sarah Ofen tell Yosef, and then Paro tells Yosef. Oh, it's so many dreams there. If you look, the word Vayisaper occurs constantly with the dreams. Hayachalom Yosef, Chalom Vayisaper, Oso Le'echav. When the Sarah Mashkin has a dream, and Yosef sees that he's not happy, so he says, Sapru Noli, tells both the Sarah Mashkin and Sarah Ofen, tell me about their dream. Vayisaper Sarah Mashkim El Yosef, Vayisaper Paro Lohem Es Chalomo Vein Poser Osam Lefaro, the Paro tells the Chartumim about his dream. It's always Sipur. But then when Paro tells Yosef about his dream, or about his predicament, he uses the following Lashon, very interesting Lashon. He says, Va'omar El HaChartumim Ve'ein Magidli. I told my dream to the Chartumim and no one was Magidli. Strange Pasuk, I was always bothered by this Pasuk. I tell to the Chartumim, and no one is telling me. Of course, you're telling them. They're not telling you. Well, what's... He could have said, Vain poserli. They're not interpreting the dreams. What does Vain magidli mean? I think according to the Malbim, it could be the answer is that the dream itself is only a sipur. The dream is completely irrelevant to the individual who's having the dream. The story of the dream doesn't matter. It's the interpretation that is relevant to him. So when Yosef tells his dream to the brothers, it says Vayisaper, because it's just stam a story. It's not relevant. It's the interpretation that's relevant. The Saramashkim's dream, it's just a secret. It's not relevant. What Paro is saying is, I'm telling my dream to the Chartumim, Ve'ein Magili. They're not telling me how it relates to me. There's no Haggadah here. There's only a secret, and that's what's troubling me. So he tells the dream to Yosef, and Yosef tells him what the interpretation is. But this makes a lot of sense. According to the Malbim's chilek between Haggadah and Sipur, it makes sense that Paro uses that Lashon Ve'ein Magidli because that's his point. He's saying, what they're telling me doesn't relate to me. It doesn't resonate with me. I haven't heard an interpretation that really resonates with me. Could be that that's why Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is called Haggadah. Why? Because we know, B'chol Davador Chayav Adam Liras Asatzmo Kilu Yotzo Mi Mitzrayim. The person has to feel that he's leaving Mitzrayim. According to the Rambam, Rambam adds the Lashon Kilu Yotza Atta Mishibat Mitzrayim. A person has to feel like he's leaving Mitzrayim now. The goal of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is to express the fact that we feel that this is not a story from the past. It's a story that's nogeya to us in the present and the future as well. It's nogeya to us. It affects us. That can't be called just a Sipur. It's a Sipur that's really what? Haggadah. Haggadah, it's a story that affects us even now. And by stating that it affects you even now, that leads to what? Hodah. Hodah means, if it affects me, it's not just, you know, history, Jewish history in the past. If it affects me even now, then it's natural to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for everything that he did. And that's why Higadati means Odina. If you're saying it relates to me now, it's not just Yetzias Mitzrayim in the past. No, I thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for everything from the beginning. And I left Mitzrayim as well. I feel like I left Mitzrayim. So if it affects you even now, then it makes sense to be moda to thank as well. The halach ma'anya begins with a plea, with an invitation to the guests. What do these two parts have to do with each other? First you invite the guests, and then we talk about Geula. What's the two having to do with each other? The Chafetz Chaim in Parashas Bishalach quotes the Medrash. Shekshehoyu Yisrael b'Mitzrayim neskabtu kulam v'yoshvu yachad v'korsu bris yachad shiyasu chesed ze em ze. So when Klal Yisrael was in Mitzrayim, they made a bris among each other that they'll do chesed with each other. What kind of a strange notion is this, that they made a bris with each other to do kindness with each other? The Chafetz Chaim explains that maybe the pshat is like this, that when they saw that the shibud was getting stronger and stronger, and there was no way out, they didn't see that it was going to end. So how was it going to end? They would need a chesed min hashamayim. That's the only way that the shibud was going to end. As the pasuk in Shiras Hayam says, Nachisa b'chastacha amzuga olta. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you led the people that you redeemed b'chastacha. Chesed Hashem was the only way that the geula took place. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was chisha v'zakeitz. He made it happen quicker than it was supposed to happen. It was all chesed elyon. So once Klal Yisrael realized that the Geulas Mitzrayim would only come as a result of chesed min Hashemayim, they said, how can we be zocha to that chesed? The only way we can be zocha is b'mida k'neged mida. If we act with chesed among each other, among ourselves, so then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will see that b'mida k'neged mida, he'll act with chesed with us as well. So that's why b'davka they made a bris of chesed. And we see something similar in Chazal, that in Parshas Va'era it says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded Moshe and Aaron, Vayitzavim el b'nei Yisrael v'el parim el Mitzrayim, Lahotzi as b'nei Yisrael may eretz Mitzrayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded Moshe and Aaron about b'nei Yisrael and about Paro. So Bishlama, the command about Paro, that I understand, he commanded Moshe and Aaron to beat Paro up, to give him makas, and as Rashi there explains, he commanded them to be chole kavod to Paro, to treat him with the proper respect. He is a melech, even though you're punishing him, but you have to treat him with the proper respect. So that I understand, a special tzivut to Paro. What does it mean by Yitzavim el b'nei Yisrael, that he commanded Moshe and Aaron about b'nei Yisrael? What does that mean? So Rashi explains, al odos b'nei Yisrael, about what has to be done to get b'nei Yisrael, to leave Mitzrayim. But there's Yerushalmi in Rosh Hashanah that gives a different interpretation. That what was he Mitzavim Moshe and Aaron to tell Klal Yisrael? Nitztavu al shiluach avodim. That Bnei Yisrael were commanded to send their Avodim Ivrim free. That if they had Avodim Ivrim, apparently some Jews had other Jews as slaves. So after 6 years, we know that the Avodim Ivrim goes out free. So Bnei Yisrael were commanded to send all of their Avodim Ivrim free. That's the Vayitzavim El Bnei Yisrael. Right now, it was necessary to send the Avodim free. This was the key that they had to be told right now before the Makas were coming. The answer is yes. For Klal Yisrael to be zocha to the Geula, to the Geulas Mitzrayim, they had to do chesed. Not just chesed with their own family, with their own circle, but even with people outside their circle, even with disadvantaged people. They had to show sensitivity even to the avodim, to people who are not like them. And by doing chesed with others, they would be zocha to the chesed of the Geulas Mitzrayim. Maybe that's why we begin the process of CPT Mitzrayim by talking about Kol Dichvin Yesev Yechol, to be merameh, that the zchus of Klal Yisrael to leave Mitzrayim was chesed. And we know this is the nusach, that the nusach hagoda that we say in Golos. So that's why we add Hashata Ochel Lashana Abba Ba'ard Yisrael, Hashata Avde Lashana Abba B'Nechorim, because we're declaring that perhaps b'zchus the chesed that we do, that we invite guests into our homes, that we do chesed not only with our family, but even with disadvantaged people, even with people who are not as fortunate as we are, by doing chesed with these other individuals, maybe, just maybe, we'll also be zocha to the geula. We'll have the same zchus that will allow us to merit geula. Manishtana. What are the questions of the Manishtana? What are they all about? Abarbanel has a famous answer that the real question that we're asking is the stiris. The contradictions, that there are some things we do on the Seder night that are zecher la'avdus, and some are zecher la'cheres. We eat matzah and mor, zecher la'avdus. Now this is the matzah that we ate, ho'lach ma'anya di'achalu avasana ba'ar de Mitzrayim. Pashup Shat, we're not talking about the matzah they ate when they went free, but the matzah that they actually ate in Mitzrayim, because they didn't have time to bake, the matzah of avdus. Mor, of course, is avdus. And then on the other hand, we have the Tibulim, and we have Haseba, that's a Zeichel Acheres. So the question that we're really asking is the Stiris. How do we have a Zeichel Avdus and a Zeichel Acheres in the same Seder? What's the answer? Avadim Ayinu Lefar B'Mitzayim Vayotzienu Hashem Elokeinu Misham. What's the answer to this theorem? The answer is that even though we left Mitzrayim, we are B'nei Chorin, we think of the Avdus nevertheless. We think of the Avdus and we mention the Avdus. We don't hide our eyes from the Avdus. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim, so because of that, we have to remember the Avdus. We can't just talk about Cheres. Even though it seems like a stira between the Avdus and the Cheres, we can't just talk about Cheres, we have to talk about Avdus as well. Dafka, because Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim, what does that mean? Why do we have to talk about the Avdus? So there are there could be two answers to that question. What's the connection between the Avdus and the Cheres? The Malbim suggests that maybe the purpose of mentioning the Avdus is because by mentioning the Avdus, we appreciate the Cheres more. The more we talk about Avdus and how bad it was, the more we'll appreciate the Cheres. And we'll have a greater hakaras hatov for the cheres. That's what maschil begnus and messiah b'shavach is all about. We start begnus, we start with all the disgraceful parts of the golos Mitzrayim. Because when you think of the gnus, you think of how bad it was, and you take a look at the pictures, and you think, you imagine in your mind's eye, forget the pictures that they have, but look, think in your mind's eye how bad it was, and what Chazal say to describe how bad it was in golos Mitzrayim. That makes us appreciate the cheres so much more. That's one answer, one level. The other level is that we mention the Avdus because sometimes we can't see HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Tzara. We don't see HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Avdus. But once we have the Cheres, then that shows us, when we think about it for a moment, it shows us that even the Golos was a good thing for us. When a person is going through a Tzara, he's going through a Golos, so then he doesn't see the good in the Golos. It's very hard to see the good in the Golos. But once you have the Cheres, once you get a Yeshua, so then sometimes you see the benefit of the Golos itself. Benefit of a Golos? The Tzara is good. How's the Tzara good? Well, Tzara is good, first of all. We develop a connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu by davening to Him. That's one level, one reason why the Golos can be beneficial for us. Secondly, the Golos, the Tzara, is an Isayon that can reveal Kochos of the Menusa, Kochos of the individual going through that Nisayon. And that's the way it was with Golos Mitzrayim. They were in a Kura Barzel, but the crucible made them into different people, made them more special. And the Golos is sometimes beneficial because it's Marbe Kvot Shamayim. It leads to a Ribuy of Kvot Shamayim. If there weren't a Golos Mitzrayim, then there wouldn't have been Yetzias Mitzrayim. And Yetzias Mitzrayim was a tremendous Kvot Shamayim. That here Chazal say that an Eved never left Mitzrayim, and Klal Yisrael left B'Shishim Ribo. It was a tremendous Ribo of Kvot Shamayim. So it's a level to say that now that we have a Cheres, now that we have a Geula, we appreciate that the Golos also was a good thing. We feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence more. We feel a closeness to Him. We feel a connection to Him. We've learned something about ourselves as a result of the Golos, and we've been able to be Marbe Kvot Shamayim. The Tzara itself was a good thing. It's hard to be moda, but that's part of Zipiyat Yisrael Hashem, to be Tzara itself. Skipping a little bit, Baruch HaMakom Baruch Hu, before we talk about the Dalit Bonim, Keneged Abba Bonim Divrei Torah, say Baruch HaMakom Baruch Hu, Baruch Shenasan Torah La'am Yisrael Baruch Hu. Why do we begin the Pisk of Keneged Abba Bonim with this Baruch HaMakom? Shibolei HaLeket says that it's almost like a Birchas HaTorah. Before the Droshes and the Psukim, we say Me'ein a Birchas HaTorah, but since we've all said the Birchas HaTorah, so we don't say it with Shem Umalchus, we just say Baruch HaMakom. HaMakom is a kinoi for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We say Baruch HaMakom Baruch Hu, Baruch Shenasan Torah La'amo Yisrael. It's like a Birchas HaTorah, but we don't use the Shem Hashem, we just say HaMakom. The Rav suggested a different approach. That maybe the reason why we say the word HaMakom is always a kinoi for HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's used whenever there's a Gilui Shechina that's unexpected, that's more than you think. By Nichum Aveilim we say what? Hamokom Yenachem Eschem. By Yechola Hamokom Yerachem Olecha B'Sochola Yisrael. Everyone who's Noson B'Tzora, right? Hamokom Yerachem Aleihem Yotzieh B'Tzora Lirvocha. And Ovel Echola, someone who's Be'ez Tzora, tzad hashav of all these people is they're sovel yisurim. They feel like they don't see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They feel alone. So we tell them, no, there is a makom for you. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, makomo shel olam, he has a makom even for you. HaKadosh Baruch Hu hopefully will give you a gilui shechina where you least expect it. You can't imagine a gilui shechina in your matzah, but that's the matzah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the place. He is the Mokar, he's the source that can give you a gilui shechina even in the matzav that you're in. Yaakov Avinu goes out to Choron, and the pasuk says Vayifka Bamokom, and we know we learned Tfilas Arvis from there. Vayifka Bamokom, he met with the place. What does that mean? Vayifka Bamokom? It means he met Hakadosh Baruch Hu, the Tfilah. Why use a lashon of Mokom over there? The answer is he was going into Golus, far from his parents' home. But the pasuk was saying that Yaakov realized that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the only makom. He's this only source that he can look to have a gilui shechina even when he's in Golus. Even when he's not in the best place. Zok d'Rav, maybe that's why Dafka over here, Keneged Arba, Banim Dibre Torah, we mentioned Baruch HaMakom. Because we're trying to say HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a place for each and every Jew. Not just the Chacham, for each and every Jew, even the Rasha. That you think HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have a makom for the Rosh, he has a makom for every child, for every individual, no matter what level they're on. There's a makom for a gilui shechina, for an or, for a light, for each and every Jew. And that's the message here. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the makom shel olam, he has a place for each and every person, no matter what level they're on. And that's rather what we say a little bit further on. We say, "Metchila ovdei avodah zara hayu avoseinu v'achshav karvanu hamakom lavodasa." We were ovdei avodah zara. We were bedarga nemucha ma'ol. We were on the lowest level. What happened? Hakadosh Baruch Hu, the makomo shel olam, found a place for us, and he drew us into his orbit, and he made us free and gave us a Torah. Baruch shomer after chosol liyisrael baruch hu. Hakadosh Baruch Hu kept his promise. The bris ben apsarim. Told Avram Avinu, Yedoa teda ki geri yezaracha beretz lo lohem, v'gam esagoya v'avod Avinu asamar v'me yashona, v'gam esagoya sheyavod udon anochi, v'achrei chen yetzu b'chush gogo. To everyone he asks, Baruch Shomer Avtachoso, we have to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu for keeping his promises, it's not a chiddush. The Rash Bates, in his parish on the Agadah, he suggests that maybe Shomer Avtachoso doesn't mean keeping the promise. It means Yoshevu Mitzapeh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was anxiously awaiting to be able to keep the promise. Avad, it's no chiddush HaKadosh Baruch Hu kept the promise, but that he was anxiously awaiting. Like Yaakov Avinu, it says, Ve'aviv Shomer Asadover, when Yosef told Yaakov Avinu about the dream, so Yaakov told the Shvatim, he was Doche Yosef, but privately in his heart, he was hoping that the dream would become fulfilled. He was Shomer Sadav, he's Yoshev Mitzapeh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu as well, not only did he keep his promise, but he was anxiously awaiting for the day that he'd be able to be redeemed Klal Yisrael from Mitzrayim. That's what Rashi says in Parashas Bo, Leil Shimurim Hu LaHashem Lo Tziyam Me'eretz Mitzrayim. The Leil HaSeder is the Leil Shimurim. What kind of a strange notion is that? Leil Shimurim. So we know the Pshat, it's Shomer Min HaMazikim. It's a night that when there are no Mazikim. But Rashi has a different pshat. The first pshat in Rashi is HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Yoshev Mitzapeh to be Mekayim his Havtocha that he'd take Bnei Yisrael out of Mitzrayim. So that's why we dafka mention Baruch Shomer HaPechosel LiYisrael where Modum Shabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because the fact that he was Yoshev Mitzapeh demonstrates his love for us, that no matter how far we had sunk, he was waiting to redeem us. It meant so much to him. That shows how much he loves us. So that's why we want to mention it. Well, why was it so necessary for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to tell Avram that Klal Yisrael would go out Berchus Gadol? I saw Rav Matisyo Salomon, Haggadah Shel Pesach, he suggests the following idea. That if there's a person who's a weak person, a poor person, who serves HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who serves the king, it's not as great a Kvot Shemayim. It's a Kvot Shemayim, but it's not as great because people say, of course, he serves HaKadosh Baruch Hu because who else does he have? He leans on Hashem because he needs him. But if you have a wealthy Gvir who is quite comfortable, who can do anything he wants, and yet he goes around proclaiming that Avodas Hashem is the key to life, and learning Torah is important, and he can have a high-powered job, but he comes home and he has a Seder at night, he davens with a minyan 3 times a day. That's an even greater Kvod Shemayim. Because you see an individual who doesn't have to serve Hashem, so to speak, right on the outside, on the surface, people look at it and say, he's self-sufficient. He knows he's not self-sufficient, but on the outside, people think, he's self-sufficient. No, he doesn't need HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And nevertheless, he serves HaKadosh Baruch Hu and he does everything that he's supposed to. That's a greater Kvod Shemayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to give Bnei Yisrael Rechush Gadol, and then they're going to get the Torah and they'll serve me even though they have the Rechush Gadol. That's a greater Kiddush Hashem. That's an even greater Kiddush Hashem. That was the goal of the Rechush Gadol. So that we'll have the wherewithal that we can choose what to do. And we'll choose to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu and not to be bo'et. That's an incredible Kvod Shemayim. I saw this pshat and it made me think that maybe this is the idea to a Rashi that bothered me for many, many years. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe that he should tell Bnei Yisrael, V'sholah isha mishchento migores beisa klei chesev v'klei zov usmalos. Tell Bnei Yisrael that they should borrow from their neighbors. And we know they weren't going to give it back. They were just going to take it. That's the Rechush Gadol. So Rashi says, why should Bnei Yisrael borrow from all the people? So that tzaddik Avraham Avinu shouldn't say, V'avod Avinu osom kiyem bohem, V'vachrichen yetzu Rechush Gadol lo kiyem bohem. He shouldn't complain. Shouldn't say, you made Bnei Yisrael work in Mitzrayim, but the Rechush Gadol you didn't give them. Part of the Brisbane Absarim came true, but the other part didn't come true. What a mudnazach. Avraham Avinu is going to have a tefiyah. So they didn't go out for Rechush Gadol, but he did redeem them. What kind of a strange notion is this? The answer is Avad, he's not going to have a tefiyah for the Rechush. He's going to say, the Rechush Gadol is so key to be Marba Kvod Shamayim. He's not Dorish, his own covet, the covet of his kids. It's Marba Kvod Shamayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I know why you wanted them to have a Rechush Gadol. You took them out, but you didn't give them Rechush Gadol? That's terrible. It's less of a Kvod Shamayim. That's what Avraham Avinu is going to be Tovea. Beautiful pshat, right? Matasiel Salomon. That's very, very fun. I think that's Lachar, the Pasha pshat in the Rashi. That the Rechush Gadol can be Marba Kvod Shamayim. It's a tviya. It's a tviya. If a person has the ability, to make choices in life, so it's a tviya. It's a demand on a person that you have to make the right choices, because there's so much that can be gained if a person makes the right choices and serves as a role model to others. Vayoreu osanu hamitzrim. It's a little bit strange. What does it say? Vayoreu osanu hamitzrim vayanunu. Vayoreu osanu hamitzrim kama shenemar hava neschak malo penir bevahaya ki sekrena milchoma. V'nosav kamhu osanenu v'nu chambanu v'ola min ha'aretz. Vayareu osanu hamitzim, we think it means that the mitzim did bad to us. But that's not what the Baal HaGadol says. Then he mentions this kind of a scheme that they had. Why doesn't the Baal HaGadol just bring the pasuk vayasimu olav sarim isim, that Paro put the taskmasters on them? That should be enough. Right? That's the vayareu. What's more, what's the lashon vayareu osanu hamitzim? It should really say Vayareu lanu hamitzim, the mitzim did bear to us. Mitziv in his Haggadah suggests that Vayareu osanu doesn't mean they did bear to us. It means they made us bad. They attributed bad midos and evil thoughts to us. That's what the Baal HaGadol says. Hava nischak malo. Hen yirbe v'hayak yisikrenu milchama v'nosam v'kam hu'al sonenu. Paro said, you know what Bnei Yisrael are thinking? They're scheming against us. But they want to join with the enemies that we have outside Mitzrayim, and they'll fight against us. We never had such an idea. But they were scheming against us. They said that Kfuye Tova, we did them so good, we gave them place to live, and they're scheming against us. He made us look bad. He attributed evil thoughts to us. Vayareu osanu, they made us bad. They called us evil. And this is something that the Goyim throughout the generations do. When they want to persecute us, they call us evil. They call us evil. I saw another pshat, they quote from the Shalah, that maybe Vayareu Osanu means that they made us evil, they made us into sinners. The kavana is shenas she'osu osonu royim v'chatoim. They made us into sinners. What does that mean? What's the connection to Hava Nischak Malom? So they quote from the Maggid Tzedek, one of the Talmidim of the Gra, that he suggests that the Hava Nischak Malom was really that the work should be hard. It should be such avodas perech that Bnei Yisrael will not be able to learn Torah. They won't have the time to learn Torah. And if they don't have the time to learn Torah, then they will deteriorate. They'll become chaton, they'll become balei avera. And that will ensure that the geula will never come. The Alshech has a similar idea. Vayimaru es chayim. What does that mean? Vayimaru es chayim, making their lives bitter. Yeah, they made bitter chayim shal klal Yisrael. What's the chayim of klal Yisrael? Talmud Torah, shmiras hamitzvos. Ki hu chayechem. Vayimaru es chayim doesn't mean they made their lives bitter. It means it made the ikar of their lives bitter. It made the Talmud Torah bitter. They weren't able to learn properly. Because they weren't able to learn properly, then they became balei aver. They became chatoim. They became chotim. That's what Vayareu Osonu Hamitzu means. Okay, there's a lot more to say. Just to skip to the end of the Maggid, we conclude Maggid with Hallel. We know there are two parts to the Hallel of the Seder night. There's the Hallel before the meal, before the Motzi Matz, and then the Hallel after the meal. The Hallel before the meal talks about Yetzias Mitzrayim, but the question is, what's the connection of the Hallel after the meal? You know, people often don't have Divrei Torah after the meal. So this is something about the second Chelek of Hallel. What's the idea of the second Chelek of Hallel that we're saying? So I thought perhaps there could be two answers to this question. First of all, there's another kasha that you could ask. Chazal u'misak and Dalet Kosos, one of the Dalet Kosos is on Birchas HaMazon. There's nothing special about the Kosa Birchas HaMazon. People do that during the year too. So why call that one of the Dalet Kosos? It's a little bit strange. And Bamis, you could ask that question about the Kosa of Hallel too. Because the Gemara Psochim says on Daf Kuf Yud Ches that Revi Gomer Alav Es HaHallel VeOmer Hallel HaGodol. That not only do we say the rest of the regular Hallel, but the Hallel HaGodol as well, all of the Kili Olam Chasdos too. So it sounds like the Hallel HaGodol is a chelek of the Kosa Revi. Why is the Hallel HaGadol given that name? So the Gemara Pesachim says, "Mivnei Shakadosh Baruch Hu Yoshev Beruma Shalolam Umachalek Mezonos L'Chol Beri," because Hakadosh Baruch Hu is sitting Beruma Shalolam Kaviyachol and he's supporting everyone. Why is it called Gadol? That's Godless. Godless means when you're Mashpia, when you're giving, Hakadosh Baruch Hu is giving Mezonos to everyone. Nosin Lechem L'Chol Basa Kili Olam Chazda. The last, one of the last Kili Olam Chazdos. That's the Iker of the whole Hallel. So that's the ikar of the Hallel HaGadol about which we say the fourth cup. So then it's the same kasha that you have about Birchas HaMazon. And this is every day. Every day. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Zonas HaOlam Kulo B'Tuvo B'Chein B'Chesed U'V'Rachamim. That's what we're saying in Birchas HaMazon. So, like, what's special about it? The first two cups I understand. Asher Go'olanu. That's about Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Kiddush. It's a Kiddush of the Seder night. It's a special Nusach of Kiddush that we say. But Birchas HaMazon. Regular Birchas HaMazon, the Hallel, that's on the fact that the Ribbono Shel Olam is Zanus HaOlam Kulo B'Tuvo. What's special to the Seder night? So maybe the answer is, the Gemara there in Pesachim also says that Koshim is Zanosuf Shel Adam K'Kriyas Yamsuf, that supporting people is as Koshim as Kriyas Yamsuf. What does that mean? The Rashbam says that Neis Godol Osa HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mishenosin Lo Mezonos Kasher Osa Liyisur Shekor Lohem Yamsuf. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does a neis to give support and sustenance to every individual like he did the Kriyas Yamsuf. Rashbam seems to be saying that the neis of supporting people every single day, giving mizonos, giving parnasa, giving a livelihood, is as great as the nisim of Yetzias Mitzrayim, the neis of Kriyas Yamsuf. I think perhaps that's why Kos of Birchas HaMazon, the Kos of Hallel, the third and fourth cups are included as part of the Dalet Kosos. Because we know the Ramban at the end of Parshas Bo sets forth the Yisod that the goal of Yetzias Mitzrayim is to realize that even Teva is a Nes. That not only are Nisim Gluyim miracles, but there's no such thing as Mother Nature. Teva itself is a Nes. And that's a message that we have to take from the Seder. We thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu not just for the Nisim of Yetzias Mitzrayim and for Kriyas Yamsuv, but for Teva each and every day. Amachayish B'tuva B'chol Yom Tomid Maisa B'Reishis. Part of Sipi Yetzias Mitzrayim is to make the jump, to make that connection from Nisim Gluyim to the Nais of Teva. So to emphasize that point, Chazal said, after you've drunk two cups on Nisim Gluyim, drink two cups about about Nisim Nistarim, about the Nes of Teva, to emphasize that there has to be a transition from an appreciation of Nisim Gluyim to appreciate that every day HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Zanes HaOlam Kula B'Tuvo. We're not leaving Him. He's with us every day. It's not special only to the night of the Seder. Every day we take HaKadosh Baruch Hu with us. The realization of the Nisim Gluyim is what leads us to the realization that Teva is a Nes as well. This could be one purpose of saying the Hallel, and specifically the Hallel HaGodol, and having a kos on the Hallel and on Birchas HaMazon at the Seder. But I think there's another element as well. And that is, the other part of the Hallel is the Hallel on the Gula Asida. Right? That's what the Hallel talks about. Lo lanu Hashem, lo lanu, ki l'shim chateim kava. We ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to bring the ultimate Geula. The Tur in his Parash on Chumash comments that when Leah gave birth to Yehuda, she says Hapam Oda Es Hashem, and then she stops. And she has to give her Shivcha to Yaakov. She stops giving birth. So the Torah says, why does she stop? Because she didn't daven for the future. Part of Hoda, part of thanks, is to daven for the future. Never to be happy with what a person has, but to always, especially if a person is looking to grow in Ruchnius, to ask for more. Rachel davened long and hard to have Yosef. And then what happens when she has Yosef? She says, Osef Elokim es cherposi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has taken away my shame. What a hodah atzuma. She was so thankful HaKadosh Baruch Hu had given her Yosef that now she can be viewed as one of the Iker wives of Yaakov Avinu. She gave birth to a Shevet. But what's the name she gives him? She gives him the name Yosef. Why? Yosef Hashem li ben Acher. The whole name of Yosef is, I should have another child. A chutzpah? She's not happy with what she has? It's not a chutzpah at all. Part of Hodah is to daven for more, to say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you've given me so much. In Ruchnius, I have so much from you. But my tefillah is that I should be zochet to more, that I should be able to serve you even more. Hu heitiv, hu meitiv, hu yeitiv lanu. We thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu in benching for what He's given us, for what He has given us now, what He's given us in the past, but we daven for the future that He should continue giving us. We thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Modim for everything He's given us, but we end Hatov Ki Lo Chalu Rachamecha. We daven HaKadosh Baruch Hu that your Rachamim has no end, that you'll show us Rachamim in the future, you'll continue to shower all of your bounty upon us. And that's the same at the Seder. Yes, we are full of thanks. We thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for taking us out of Mitzrayim, but we're still in Golos, and we feel a chisaron, we feel that we don't have a shleimus, we feel that it could be better. We feel that there's a lack of kvot shamayim in the world, and it pains us. So as much as we're thankful on the Seder night and we express our thanks, the Seder night would not be complete if we wouldn't have the second chelik of Hallel. Yes, we express our thanks for Yetzias Mitzrayim in the first part of the Hallel, but we daven for the Gula Asida as well. Lo lanu Hashem ki l'shimcha tein kovel, we daven that just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim, so too He should bring us to the ultimate geula when we see the ribuy kvod shamayim and the binyan by Hashlishi b'mheira v'yameinu. Amen. Have a chag kosher v'sameach.